Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jill, a registered dietitian. When I meet with patients, they usually think I'm going to tell them to throw out their favorite snacks. But don't worry, your Cheetos are safe. That's not how this works. I help my patients build healthier habits based on their lifestyle and goals without guilt or restriction. Nourish connects dietitians like me with people like you who are ready to take control of their health. Your appointments could be fully covered through your insurance since 94% of Nourish patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Right.
Dude, I randomly throw that up at concerts sometimes. When I just don't know what to do, I'll just throw up the Illuminati.
Remember, we used to do it for Jay-Z.
Yeah, exactly. Dude, that was my favorite t-shirt of all time. I had one that was just like, it was an all black t-shirt. And then in the bottom corners had a giant Warren Buffett throwing up the Illuminati hands. I was like, let's go. It's like very me, dude. Like hit Warren Buffett, finance, investing, conspiracy, and just like streetwear all at once. One fell swoop.
Oh, all right. You guys ready to rock?
Hell yeah.
Good day. You are listening to a podcast, but this isn't just any podcast. Just any podcast couldn't do this. Or this. What the? This is the podcast starring the Ted. Starring the Ted Smith and Cobb. Ha-ha! The podcast starts. You better wear a helmet now.
All right. Welcome back to a brand new episode of the podcast. I'm the host of this here podcast, Ted Smith, greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
Cobb, thanks for the thumbs up. Ladies and gentlemen, he's back. I don't know. I don't speak French, Wee Chef, whatever. But he's back in Austin. He's in his home studio or room. He goes right into Cobb. Cobb, what's going on?
Ted, do you have another word? Ménage à trois? The French invented it. Whatever. I'm fucking pumped to be back, boys. Sorry I swore, Matt. Let's get it.
All right, up there in the top corner, even his satellites in the desert, Matt Cobb, the producer, MCTP. What's up, Matt?
Man, it's good to see you, boys. We had a week off. I haven't seen Cobb in like a month. This is going to be fun.
Yeah.
Matt, no need to rub it in. I don't get paid for this. It's not like I'm like missing work, bro.
No, we just miss you. Just kidding. Cobb, how was Paris?
I
will say this. I have stayed at the Paris in Vegas, so, you know, I got that in common with you.
You insignificant little f***. Dude, Paris was awesome. We were supposed to be there for a week, and this is going to sound bougie. We were going to go to Morocco, and we just stayed. We were just like, this city is sick. The design and architecture is truly incredible, one of a kind. If Paris isn't a World Heritage Site, it should be. It's crazy. So, yeah, we just stayed. Like, the fashion was on point. The city, you know, of course, like, the museums are very cool, the subway system. But just, like, the culture was great. I mean, it's a cafe culture. So people are just hanging out, ripping cigarettes. Beautiful women just smoking cigarettes.
Did you smoke
everywhere.
A cig?
Dude, no. I tried, and I did not. I did not succeed. I came this close to smoking one in a discoteca that I'd been at for 7 hours in a basement of a restaurant, but didn't get it done, boys. So I do have to hang my head in shame. I didn't get a cigarette smoked on foreign lands for us. But, man, the city is awesome, and it just really elevates the feminine And, you know, women are very sexualized there, but in a way that's almost like, it sounds weird to say, but like, it's very empowering. Like, women are in control in Paris and the feminine sort of like, you know, run stuff. But there's like the, you know, the Moulin Rouge and like the French dancing girls. And I don't know, it's just like, yeah, the feminine is firmly in control in that city. And it's awesome to see. It comes across in the design, the outfits, just the overall vibe is like very elegant and flowy. And we loved it. 10 out of 10. Great city.
Nice. Did you go, like, you were there long enough. Did you get to explore, like, outside the tourist stuff and just see, like, other parts of the city and whatnot?
Yeah, we took the train. Well, yes and no. We took the train out. One of my neighbors here in Austin, for some reason, he lived in Germany for, like, 10 years. And he was like, you know what? My recommendation for Paris is actually to go to Euro Disney. And I was like, that's a weird recommendation, but all right.
All right.
So, like, the third week, oh, shoot. Well, Matt, could you bleep that?
Sure.
Is that possible? So yeah, the third week, like my wife is like,
My wife.
She says, take me to Disney. She never laugh at me. God damn it. derailed. No, so she's like, you know, I want to go to Disney Paris. And which sounds dumb, but honestly, it was pretty cool. And it's like $60 or something, which was awesome. Way cheaper. It's like a sixth of the US price. But we took the train out there. And the train, you get to see a lot of the area outside of Paris. But no, we didn't go to like Versailles or Nice or anything like that. Like, we were Paris. I was like, if we're going to do it, let's do it. So I was just walking the Seine and eating croissants all day.
So do they have like the different countries there like they have in Disney World?
No. It's more like Disneyland.
All right.
Like I was wondering. Magic Kingdom, I think.
Because, like, one cool thing I do like about Epcot, when you go to all those different countries, like, it's people from those countries. So I don't know. It'd be cool to see, like, a bunch of Americans working and being like, oh.
Oh, what's up, boys? Dude, I didn't even think about that. Just crack a light beer eating McDonald's.
Yeah.
It'd be awesome to go to the America. Dude, your brain, it always makes me laugh how your brain works, but that would actually be really cool.
Yeah, because I've been in Germany at the one at Epcot and like saw Germans walk in and the German workers were like, oh, like so fired up. I, of course, said, do you have a boot here? No, we don't have the boot. Okay, I'll just take a regular beer.
Yeah, just a Stein, that's fine. Dude, that'd be so fun. That's kind of a dream of mine now. If like the three of us were manning a booth at Euro Disney or like Disney Japan as the American bar, like, that would be hilarious.
Yeah,
like, people come in, we're like, oh, what's up, Doug?
You're from DC? Get out of here.
I've seen a traditional American greeting. Yeah, that'd be fun. It's like, in America. Playing flip cup and whatnot all day for a job. That'd be rad.
Did you notice Americans? Do they stand out in Paris?
Oh, brother. Yes. You can see them from 2 miles away. It's I've always noticed that when I travel, I always wear blank clothing, just with no English on it. And I keep a pretty low profile. But if I'm tan, then I can kind of blend in. But, you know, I still probably even stick out. And just like the French are so immaculately dressed. They're like Americans were just so garish and loud. Like they might as well have been wearing sweatpants. Like they looked awful. And the French people looked amazing. French people are all like thin, beautiful, immaculately styled. Americans just, you know, overweight, pale, look diseased, incredibly loud, confident, arrogant. And yeah, you can spot every single American on the street. So probably I was in that group.
Pale, sickly, loud, and confident. Jesus.
Yeah. It's honestly not a good look.
Yeah.
We got to get this country healthy, Ted. ASAP.
Yeah. I will say, I think it's a little different now because when was that? I think it was 2019. I went to London and like the first day I was there, I was outside like, I didn't even speak. And this guy was like, you're American, huh? And I was like, how do you know? And he's like, well,
he's like, look at everybody up.
Right. And he's like, you're wearing trainers. And I was like, well, yeah. But I'm like, it's a fresh new pair. And he's like, yeah, mate. Like, he's like, look around. He's like, somebody else is wearing them. I'm like, yeah, all right. Got me on that one.
Yeah. Seriously. And like, at least in Britain, there are some like, you know, pale, sickly looking men. Like France, none of it. So it'd stick out even more. But yeah, that's, you know, it is what it is. People want to be Americans. We got to remember that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's true, too. I mean, I hear good and bad things about going to Paris. The main thing I hear from a lot of people is just like, I think a lot of people just go and you just do like the standard, right? You go to the Louvre, you go to like the standard five places, and they're like, oh, it's kind of different. But then I've also heard a lot of people go like, oh, if you explore other parts of the city or get a little bit outside, it's like much cooler.
Yeah, that's what I was doing a lot of. I got a bike, and so I was like biking out into the hinterlands, and yeah, there's a lot of cool stuff. There's a lot of underground stuff in Paris, too. Like, that seems like the kind of city, if you know someone who lives there, there's a lot of things to access. I got some good, a couple of good insider tips. We didn't have someone, like, showing us around, but, and those were all the places recommended to me by Parisians in the U.S. were the best spots we went, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, whether you're at a nightclub or not, I just feel like at a certain point, I'd be drinking coffee at a cafe and just feel like, let me get one of them cigs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, dude, by the end of it, like, I was sitting there, you know, sipping my little tiny coffee, like, oh, these fucking Americans, they think they run the world.
Like, now you're getting annoyed with it,
dude. Yeah. I was like, put on some leather shoes. Have some respect for yourself.
Some leather shoes. That's pretty good. The sports nerd in me. Is there like pictures of Thierry Henry just around the city or
not? We did anymore? Stay in Paris Saint-Germain.
We stayed
on Saint-Germain. It's a big street there. There was actually quite a bit of like soccer kind of like, you know, photos and propaganda, but most of it was just like Paris Saint-Germain. I didn't see any of their national team stuff and some like Olympic stuff left over.
All right.
So, yeah, no Thierry Henry, weirdly.
Yeah, well, I mean, he played the bulk of his career for Arsenal, but, you know, he won I think he won a World Cup for France.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he was phenomenal. PSG is just a massive club.
Yeah, they're well represented. Also, there was, like, protests going on while we were there against Macron. So that was, like, added a weird element to the city. Also, or actually, I can't say that on air, but I have a good story for you guys about. I'll make a note.
All right. Yeah. I would also say, too, lucky for the Sounders, they're in the Club World Cup, and they get to play PSG. Matt, PSG, what? Like, just spends the most money out of any world club right now.
And the Sounders are going to play PSG?
Yeah, in the FIFA Club World Cup.
Wow.
I think we play them here. Like, I'm going to go because I want to see PSG. But, like, oh, that could be a bad one.
Dude, that's like, you remember when Wayne Rooney was in town and he came in the second half and had three goals himself.
I remember. I yelled something I'm not proud of at him and he scored one of the goals and basically looked at us like, I hate you guys.
Just looked into your soul. He's like, that one is for you, Ted.
Yeah. Well, we used to sit so close. There was a couple games where we would chirp the guys warming up pretty good. And I remember one dude scored a goal. Was it for Houston? He scored. We used to sit right in the north end. He scored it like on the post, near post, close to our side, and literally jogged over and was like just pointing and flipping us off. Like, that's for you assholes.
Wow. Wait, you guys don't have your tickets anymore? I didn't know you still didn't have that big group.
No, people got old. They got married. People had kids. So they kind of dwindled over the years. And then, yeah, I don't know. I didn't make as many matches. And frankly, just what cost efficient wise, it wasn't worth it anymore.
Yeah, that's fair. Just
like, right. Like, if you're not going to the matches, what's the point? And I just had one single ticket. So it was harder to sell a ticket as opposed to like two tickets per game.
Ted, I've never heard you say the word cost efficient in your life.
Yeah.
We've ventured a new era.
Yeah. Well, you guys know more of the background, but your boy's down.
Fair enough. You'll be, dude, don't worry. It's our year, but you're right.
Hey, listen. I mean, I've said this through tears last week with some of my family members, and I was like, fucking 2020 vibe is still a fucking thing. All right?
It's still real to me, damn it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, it's only March. I said, we're getting it around. I was going to say, went to the boxing gym a couple times, been trying to Found a nice little track by my house, trying to get some miles in. So like we're working, we're getting back on there. But it's, you know, sometimes it's the hardest part for the triumph. But yeah,
truly,
yeah, for real.
Always darkest before dawn. That being said, I know you. You know that I know you. I know that you know that I know you. And I've seen you in the summer in Seattle, Ted. And sure enough, you can say all you want, but 3 months from now, you're going to be like on a yacht in the Puget Sound, heading to like a box at the Mariners. And like, you know what? Life's pretty good. I'm like, you're goddamn right it is, Ted.
Don't.
So you'll be back on top.
And look, I visited you 3 times last year. In May, I descend upon the desert and hang out with MCTP in person.
Oh, nice. That's huge.
Cannot wait, dude.
Oh, I know. I can't wait either. Like, I'm so pumped about it. Also, like, we'll talk about it a little bit. I don't want to get too much into it as it's sad, but like, Matt was here. We talked about my cousin Christina passing away, lost her battle with cancer. Yeah, super sad. One of the worst things I've been through in my life. But all the Smiths, you know, a lot of them still listen to the podcast and everything. How's Cobb? How's Matt? You know, so it was good to be like, oh, yeah, like, you know, we were down in Texas for the wedding. Like, I'm going to go down to the desert to visit Matt here in May. So, you know, always a lot of love. And God, that's the way you choked up. But God damn it, Matt. I don't know if you said it on the podcast or you said it afterwards. You're like, it's going to suck. The Smiths are still going to Smith. And yeah. Like, I held on to that, right? Like, Sunday was tough, right? We went and saw one of our kids play basketball, which was cool. Whole middle school gym filled out, everybody going nuts. Then you have like a little reception afterwards. Just awkward, just so much sadder. And like, you know, usually the Smiths have big plans, but we didn't have plans. And my one cousin was like, why don't we still get some crabs? And I was like, yeah, you know what? We are still going to get some goddamn crabs. So like, we got a couple dozen crabs, sat at my sister's, and we were cracking crabs and joking around. And, you know, I had a couple beers. Everybody else was power chugging athletics now. But I looked at my one cousin. I said, it's like Matt said, Smiths are going to Smith. Like, we're gonna figure out a way.
Crushing athletics, dude.
I know. Power chugging athletics.
It's the way.
It's unbelievable. Like, I don't want to sell people out, but yeah, like the parties have gone, like I said, from, you know, used to be you got to get 330 packs. Now it's like, yeah, get an 18 pack and then at least a 12 are athletics and make sure you got plenty of Zins.
Dude, we are all getting older. Damn.
That's. But it was good. It was good to get back and see family and stuff. And I was going to say, tell you the other thing I'm jealous of. I finally saw my mom's place, right? She's in like a older, not like a, I don't know what you call it. I guess like a community, like retirement community, but it's just one building. Boys, her apartment, one bedroom. I looked at her, Mom, that would be $2,400 in Seattle. Like, it's massive. And I'm like, I would put little bar stools under your bar here. And she's like, well, I don't really have people over except my other people in the building. I'm like, yeah, yeah, yeah. You're right. And then I just stood at her fridge and looked at the calendar. I'm like, wait. I'm like, Mom, you got ice cream? You got milkshakes on Monday? She's like, yeah. And I'm just looking down the schedule. I'm like, if they had that for just normal adults, I'd move into one of those tomorrow.
Dude, totally. I always say this. Old people, like, resist moving into an assisted living or anything like that. And then they love it when they get there because they're like socializing with a ton of people from there who are their age. And like their social game is off the charts. Ted, you might want to plug your ears for this, but like their like rates of STDs go through the roof. Like people thrive up there, man.
Oh, dude, I'm fine with it. They have happy hour every day. That's just beer and wine. If you want to bring liquor, you get your own liquor cabinet. But I tell my mom all the day, I'm like, she doesn't really drink. I'm like, you're 80. Like, you've raised 3 kids. Like, what do you care? I was like, I drink every day. Like, meet, go hang out, hook up with any dude you want. Like, live it up.
Yeah, get it down there to that happy hour. Why not? You've earned it. And her more than most, man. God, yeah. Right?
Also, there's like exercise classes. Sometimes there's just classes on history. And I'm like, this is great.
Dude, exactly. Shout out Silver Sneakers. Dude, also, To harken back to the thing you said earlier, I'd pay good money to hang out with the Smiths while they pounded through 330 racks. Just saying.
Oh, back in the day.
That's a ticket, man. That is a ticket.
Yeah, we've lost some of the guys along the way, but I mean, some of those weddings, well, he'll hear this, but I'll leave out whose wedding it was. But I will just say, super fun wedding, and after the wedding, we're at the hotel just having, like, boys, like a legit after party, right? I mean, you're talking blunts being rolled, hotel room, just insanity, right? And I remember security coming up a couple times, and finally, like, my one cousin just goes, call the cops. What the fuck are you going to do? And I was like, oh, like, we are not messing around.
Damn, dude. That's, oh, man. That's so funny. That makes me think, Ted, when we were together at, and actually, Matt, yeah, you were there too late night when we were together at my wedding late night, and just like the concierge coming up for like the third time. And I'm just like in the hallway, like, please, like, we will keep it down. Just like, it's 5 a.m. Go to bed. Right. And I was like, oh, I already, well, that neighbor, like,
come join us. You don't need this job.
Yeah, I did try to invite her in. But also, like, the neighbor had complained, and I was like, I already talked to the neighbor, he's cool. She's like, it was the other neighbor. I'm like, the other side? She's like, yeah. It's like, god damn it.
So, right, but imagine every time you open the door, just smoke was billowing out. So I'm like, and we were in a nice hotel. This was like Holiday Inn. I was like, oh, they're going to call the cops on us for real.
Dude, I love that you're like, you know, you're traditionally like very sweet and, you know, nice family is like, you know what? Get, like, just turned heel. It's like, fucking call them. That's awesome, dude. I like that there's a little edge there in the Smith family. Oh man, that's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but you're right, there was some, and don't get me wrong, it's still a blast hanging out with all the Smiths, right? It's the same amount of ball busting, but you're right, some of those parties when everybody was younger were just, I'm just like, god damn, man, we would get after it.
Oh, that's what I'm saying, dude, that's the ticket, you know, like, yeah. that's the game I want to come to. It's just like hotel after party, Smith family wedding, you know, full crew, full team.
Well, the Huskies are playing in College Park this year in October.
Really? That's actually, wow, dude. I never thought I would go with you to Maryland, but that does sound kind of appealing.
Yeah, I know. I know Sean's, there's already a few people out here talking about going, but now I was talking to a couple of the, well, I was talking to my brother today, and I was like, dude, let's just treat this like the trip. Like, take off Friday. Let's get hotel rooms in College Park. Like, let's just have fun.
Wow. Nice. Man.
Yeah.
Dogs and Terps. How does that matchup even happen? These new leagues are crazy.
I know. That's so insane. Saturday, I went over to Fuel, which I love Fuel. Used to be down in Pioneer Square. Now it's over in Ballard. There's a small, like, Maryland alumni crew that gets together to watch games. So I went over there to watch the game, and it's funny, I had Sean with me, right? So, like, I'll cheer for the Huskies, right? I went to the national title. Like, God, like, we were Husky fans.
Oh, yeah.
So Sean, we went – So when he went to the Maryland game this year against Oregon, he's obviously a Maryland fan. So two things. He's like, A, I've never been to a watch party with you Maryland fans. He goes, it took you guys – less than a quarter, like less than half of the first half before it was like, oh, these pictures of these crabs I was just eating. Which I was like, that's inevitable. And then we were talking about, like going back for that game. And it's like, oh, we're all going. They're like, you think so? And I was like, yeah, you got to cheer for both. Like, for me out here, like, listen, I'm going to go. I know a buddy, his son is a pitcher for the Huskies, right? So when Maryland's out here in a couple weeks, I was like, oh, we should all go to a game. And they're like, yeah. And I was like, plus I went to high school with the Maryland coach. I was like, but for one inning, if Isaac Yeager gets in, I'm going to have to take off my Maryland hat and be like, all right, come on, Isaac, get 3 strikes, get out of there.
Nice. Oh, damn.
I'm calling it the curse of Ted Smith. All right.
Whoa, I don't like this energy, but I'm interested.
Kyle, you were here when I went and hung out with like Shane Gillis and Coach McDonald.
I was not in town, but yeah, you told me about it on the podcast.
Okay. Okay. So Adam Ray, Seattle comedian, blowing up right now with his Dr. Phil stuff. And Adam's super funny. Right. Right. So there's a picture that we got on my camera, like on my phone, with like my buddy Chad, me, Coach McDonald, his wife, Adam Ray. So I sent it to Ponton that runs all of DeMathis stuff, and he put it out on Instagram. So it was out there first. And then I get into work on Monday, and the Seahawks had the picture, and they're like, Coach McDonald hanging out with comedians Adam Ray and Shane Gillis. And they cut me out. They cropped me out of the picture.
Unreal.
Right.
Unreal.
Which, I could fathom it, but now it's like, I don't know, man. The Seahawks have a downturn. There's no more Geno, no more DK. I'm like, could be the curse of the Ted Smith crop out.
Oh, wow.
Dude, well, I mean, God, now you have me worried for Shane Gillis. Yeah, that's true. Seahawks are making some wild moves right now. There may be a Ted Smith curse. It wouldn't surprise me, dude. You've always had a little magic.
Mm. It is funny, too. My aunt and uncle, like my cousin, somehow they ended up going to see Shane Gillis like 2 years ago and absolutely loved him. So I see my uncle sad or whatever. And then he goes, I got one question for you. I go, what's that? He goes, is Shane Gillis like he seems like he is? Yeah, yeah, exactly. We talked to Matha Looney and drank a Bud Light. I go, it's exactly what you think it is.
That's awesome. That's actually hilarious that he knew that. Like even in like those moments, he's like, hey, is that guy cool? Like, I'm trying to grieve here, but yes, he is cool. That's such like just picturing this, I don't know, the Smiths and the Pews. That's hilarious. Oh man. Well, you know, despite the circumstances, that is nice that you got to hang with family and just kind of like, you know, dial in for a second. It's nice to circle the wagons and bring everyone together. Even if it's a sad situation, I think it's always nice to know that there's people there who, you know, support you, support the family and care about you. So, you know, yeah, and it's bittersweet.
You know, it's just good to get back, you know, like obviously I love Seattle. My home's out here, you know, my friends and my family out here, but you know, that still is my family. So
yeah.
It was nice to get back a few days ahead of time and like, you know, but even just like little things, right? Like when we picked up the crabs on Sunday, it's like my cousin Carly from up in Massachusetts, and then like my mom. And I was like, come on, mom, let's go. We'll sit at the bar, we'll get a drink, and we'll order these crabs. And like we were just sitting there, and I go, well, you know, Carly's got stuff going on. My mom's 80. I live in Seattle. I go, this is why you get back home. Just these little moments. I said, when are the three of us ever going to be out? Just the three of us.
Yeah.
And it was awesome, man. There was these ladies next to us that had been working at the casino for like 12 straight hours, just cracking crabs at the bar, drinking Long Island iced teas. And like, man, like that. I don't want to be one of those people that goes back to the East Coast and shits on Seattle, but. Like people in DC and Baltimore, like first I'm like, are black people just more chatty? And then I'm like, no, it's just Seattle. Like, you know, I mean, we sat down at that bar. Those women had no idea who we were. And then, you know, I look over, my mom's chatting her up about PG County. I mean, it was just awesome.
Yeah. People are more personable in other cities. So I think Seattle's definitely on the extreme end for kind of the introversion. And, you know, I think it's kind of like comes from the Nordic settlers and the Swedish settlers. It's like the saying is like for Swedes, you know, if they look at their feet while they're talking to you, they're introverted. If they're an extrovert, they look at your feet while they're talking to you.
Oh, I've never heard that.
Yeah. And you know, like obviously all the fishing in Seattle and stuff is like mostly, you know, I mean Ballard was all Nordic and Swedish. So yeah, I think that combined with the precipitous rise of software, you know, people spend a lot of time indoors and not that much time interfacing with humans.
Yeah. And you could chirp people and it's not like a big deal. It's like funny.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, totally. Yeah. Tough to chirp people in Seattle without consequences.
Right. All right. We are Seahawks fans. How are we feeling?
Matt?
You know, It was a wild roller coaster of a weekend. Friday, I got home from a long ass day at work, and I was in my car, about to come in, and I was like, I just gotta check Twitter real quick to make sure that DK is still safe, nothing crazy happened. And then, first thing, Geno Smith traded to the Raiders, and I was just like, well, nothing happened with DK yet. And I was checking, it was Ian Rappaport. I was like, is this a fake account? Like, and then I just kept scrolling, and it was just like, wow, that happened quick. But, you know, we'll see. That defense is going to be good. I'm glad they re-signed Ernest Jones. And, you know, I'm curious about Sam Darnold.
I mean, I will say the DK thing shocked me more than, or the Geno one shocked me more than DK. But also, I heard there was rumors they were shopping DK and Geno to try to get, Crosby, Max Crosby, which would be like, oh, awesome. But I don't know. I'm holding out hope. It's kind of like I said last year. I was like, I think this defense is going to get really good, which the second half of last year, like the defense was good. And then they're doing stuff. You got draft picks. Like, I think Sam Darnold and Geno are probably around the same level of QB at this point.
Yeah.
So it's like you signed Sam Darnold, but you signed him for like $15 million less than you would have given Geno. And then my whole theory is let's just draft giant dudes, right? Build up the offensive, defensive line. Like, just draft giant big dudes. We saw what Philly did last year. Just have a great defense, run the ball more, and then just ask Sam Darnold, like, son, you only have to make about 12 to 14 passes a game, right? Just make the ones we ask you to hit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, so you think that Geno would have gotten what? Isn't Sam Darnold getting like 110 or something? He's getting a lot of money.
He got 100, but like the guarantees and stuff, like he ends up being cheaper than Geno was asking for.
Oh, okay.
And he's 10 years younger.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah, Geno's best years could be behind him. I mean, I'm sad to see him go. He's a great athlete, but, you know, I mean, I was sad to see Metcalf go. I like that guy a lot. And he's just a specimen.
He is a specimen. Absolute
science experiment.
But there was a lot of stuff with him, too, with the
like off-field
some of the
stuff?
Fumbles and then some of the blowing up on the field. Or I'm like, all right. I mean, I will also say, first off, credit the NFL. They've done a great job taking over this entire country. Like, I was watching the NFL Network on Sunday. I was like, you guys they just run it all year round.
Yeah. Oh, my girlfriend's like, what the fuck are we talking about the Seahawks in March for? I'm like, you don't understand. Like, the year-round league.
I told you not to bother me while I'm cleaning my room. That's awesome, dude. And she's kind of right, though. Like, they do a good job of, like, being in the zeitgeist, especially even with the college playoffs trying to crowd them out.
Yeah.
Which were sick this year.
Yeah, yeah. That was awesome. And then I was going to say, and then pretty soon, this is just like I was telling Matt, this is just a dead period, right? It's like you don't have playoffs yet for NBA and NHL. You don't have March Madness yet. But like now, like this week, we'll get these conference tournaments. Then we'll get into the basketball tournament. You'll get into playoffs, like F1 starting, like stuff starting to amp back up.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was saying when you were saying like that, you know, that you've been a little down lately. I'm like, don't worry. Like, that's how I always feel this time of winter, and summer somehow always seems to show up right after the spring. It's like it is like a few of those little things, but like this truly is like the most depressing time of the year. You know, it's like especially for a sports, you know, somebody who watches a lot of sports, like it's coming back. We'll have NFL playoff hockey on soon. And like, yeah, March Madness can be sick. I mean, yeah, it is that weird lull after the Super Bowl. It's just like, oh, what are we even doing here? You know, I mean, Ted, you're watching freaking like Indian cricket, dude. Like you get so obscure at times of the year like this. You're like, oh, yeah, I've gotten into British lawn bowling. I'm just like, how does even is this stuff even on TV?
I got second row Firebird seats the next two Wednesdays.
Nice. Excellent.
Yeah.
Second row. Firebird's games are fun as hell.
Yeah.
Yeah, even Miles said that. He went to one of them down when he was down there golfing. He's like, dude, they're a lot of fun.
Yeah, it sounds dumb, but it's awesome. 10 out of 10, I will back Firebirds all day. Great games. Is the tennis tournament going on right now, Matt?
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah, it got rain delayed today, but it's wild. Like, we walked down El Paseo, it's nuts down there. Like everybody's here.
That's prime time.
Everything's so crowded, and I just kind of like to just see the hype. I like when it gets popping like this. I like seeing it on TV. It's always on in the gym, and you see all the aerial shots of like the mountains around the tennis garden and everything, and it's like, dude, that looks sick. And it's like, yeah,
how far are you from Indian Wells?
10 minutes. That's where my dad lives.
Yeah, not far.
That's awesome.
It's like right there.
I saw
Indian Wells, Ted.
All right. I saw a ball knower. Timothy Chalamet was there. Of course he watches tennis too. The guy just can't stop. He can't miss right now.
Wow.
He can't miss. You're right. Here?
Yeah, man. Yeah. He was there. He was there both nights on Saturday and Sunday. Like, of course he is.
Yeah. It's sick. Tennis is tight. I forget how tight tennis is until I just get into this tournament every year. And I'm like, it's fun to play if you suck. If the person you're playing also sucks, you can just go dick around for an hour. And the pros doing it at the highest level is like, it's just insane to like actually witness. I just don't pay attention to it most of the year.
Yeah. Yeah. They're that good.
They hit that ball so fast. Insane. So we went to the Melbourne, whatever, the Australian Open, just to watch, and like it truly is so much faster and harder than I imagined.
Yeah, F1's down in Australia this weekend to start the season.
Oh, nice.
Oh, nice. In Melbourne?
Let's
go, boys. Yeah. That's all. That's why, that's like a perfect time to be there. Jesus.
Yeah, Saturday night race, 9 p.m., like all day St. Patrick's Day thing. A friend of ours has got a keg of Guinness at his house. So I'm like, I'm going over there early, party it up. And then I was like, how late's it going? He's like, I don't know. And I'm like, I'll probably go home around 9 and watch this race.
Nice.
All right, well, let's take a break here and we'll come back with some actual emails for a change and what's batting in the cop.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Attention, ladies in the Leawood area. Beaumont Health and Wellness is here and offers award-winning wellness and beauty treatments like hormone therapy, weight loss, body contouring, microneedling, and injectables. Right now, get our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to recharge your body. Beaumont Health and Wellness, luxuriously bold, effortlessly sexy, undeniably you. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Topic. All right, welcome back, everybody. Thanks to all our sponsors. And I was going to bring up something else, but I can't remember what it is now. Oh, yeah. There's some Texas. Oh, you live in Texas.
I do.
Do you know this Donuts place? Like donuts? It starts with an S. It's a Texas chain. They just got into Maryland. But they
Donuts? Texas Donuts? I have no idea.
What was
Shipley Donuts?
Shipley.
No, I don't. I consider myself a real connoisseur of the donut arts.
The donuts are good, but look on their website and go in there one morning and get the bacon, egg, and cheese. It's not a knish. It's some K word.
Oh, a kolosh.
It's a kolosh.
Kolashes are big down here, man. It was settled by Germans.
Wow. Never had one. We went to a Shipley's every morning when I was back east and got kolashes for breakfast.
Oh, my God. It's that good? Dang, I wonder if there's any in Austin.
It blew me away. I flew one back in my bag with two mini crab balls and some Lino's pizza.
Oh, my God. That is a glowing recommendation. Oh, so it looks like there's some kind of outside of downtown. Okay. Dude, it's a little bit of a trek, but I'll definitely go check it out. They got them all around town, just none near me. I mean, that's one of the best recommendations I've ever heard out of your mouth. I'm in.
Yeah. I mean, me and my cousin and her husband, we're talking about buying a franchise.
Dude, isn't it funny when you're like pumped up on good food or sugar or alcohol? You're like, oh yeah, we were going to expand to three markets. And instead we woke up and just sobered up and went back to work.
Well, also, you know, I'm always down with like fun facts and knowing stuff. So my cousin Carly's kind of the same way. Shout out to Carly and Chris. Carly always listens. So like they're on the wall when you go to the bathroom, it gives you the history of it. So then, you know, by 2 days in, like me and her are like the kolosh, like we know everything about it. We know everything about these donuts. I mean, it was awesome.
Yeah, man, that's when you find a hitter, gotta tell the world.
All right, Mr. Cobb, let's read some emails.
Now, first question on Shipley's is Shipley's just a Texas thing? I only say that because I'm trying to fill space. Ted, I have good news and I have bad news. The good news is 2025 is our year. I promise you. Right now, things are bleak. I'm with you. I'm just getting back on the health grind. It's not great. But it will be our year. The bad news is, unfortunately, because I haven't been on the podcast, I haven't been begging, pleading with our listeners. We have no emails. We had no topic, no emails.
Just email us some good news. Tell us something going good in your life. Just send us something nice.
Yeah, exactly. Or like, what would make 2025 your year? Yeah, something positive would be great. But it's not a sad cast, but we're close.
We're close. Yeah, you were out of town. We didn't get to have one.
I mean, I saw Ted almost shed a tear earlier, which is, you know, that's only happened one other time on the cast.
Well, you missed the one where we had to talk about when it happened. It was tough, man. It was, yeah.
That is tough.
Yeah. Also kind of funny, the Smiths, man. I tell you, my family loves baseball. After the funeral, we were at this American Legion Hall, and there's a baseball field out there. I didn't even notice some of the younger kids go out there. I walked out there, and I just heard somebody chirping the pitcher. Pitcher's got a big butt. I was like, we're back.
Yeah, sounds like a Smith. Always chirping.
All right, well, I guess maybe we'll check in with what's mattening.
Hey, what's good? What's mattening?
Before we get to what's mattening.
Hey, what's good? What's mattening?
Whoa. Check out with what's mattening.
Hey, what's good? What's mattening?
Whoa. Before we get to what's mattening.
Hey, what's good? What's mattening?
Whoa. Check out with what's mattening.
All right, I'm just going to put this in the chat here because I'll reference it. Let's see, this weekend, Saturday, I worked a bunch. And then Tyler went to a dance class, so I went over to my dad's. I'll get to that part in a second with the thing I just sent you guys. But my dad and I went out to dinner at a place called Cactus Jack's. I had some veal liver, really good, with bacon and onions. And the wild thing of that was like, it was the Lakers-Celtics that night. So my dad and I, figured we'd watch with the Luka to the Lakers excitement. And then
I watched that game.
I go over there, we're watching the game before we go to dinner. And in the fairway on the hole that he lives on in the backyard, they start putting up a hot air balloon. I've never seen a hot air balloon get started up before, let alone in the middle of a fairway. And yeah, that was just a tight little, like, man, only in the desert. There's a hot air balloon festival here, down in a couple towns over every year. And so I guess it's kind of a thing out here, but I haven't been in one. And just seeing it, like, seeing them start it up and then start the flames. And I was just like, dude, that's pretty tight. Like, and those things are massive.
The basket itself is massive, isn't it?
Yeah, it was huge, dude. And so, yeah, I can send you guys a picture afterwards, just like, because when it's in the middle of a fairway, you have some real perspective of like, god damn, man. So that was tight. Never seen that before. That was just a fun little like addition to the weekend. And then Sunday we had breakfast, and then so there's this thing called Desert X, which is like a series of outdoor art exhibitions here in the desert, and they're like on a pretty big scale generally, and interesting medium. One of them is like literally in my front yard, like just across the other condos over the wash, and like you can see it. That's the one I sent you guys. It's very underwhelming. It looks like a clothesline. Like, it's just a big ribbon going across the field. And I was like, dude, Tyler's been painting some awesome art that is like way sicker than that. Like, but we went a couple years ago, and it's like, we got to give the rest of the installations a chance. And so we went out on a little field trip, little road trip, and it's all around the desert. So we just kind of took a big ass drive down to Palm Springs proper, and checked out a bunch of like big time desert art. You know, some was cooler than others. I think it actually got better as we got through it. Like, it was from the one in my front yard, I would say, is the least, they put fancy words about it on the app, but it's not, it doesn't speak to me. Yeah, there you go, Ted. You're doing it right there. You got a little ribbon.
I just happen to have a piece of red ribbon in my hand.
Yeah, just string that across the desert and call it art.
See? We're artists.
Yeah. Did you guys see the pictures?
I'm looking at it right now, and this is... I hope the funding wasn't too much. Like, reading the description, usually sometimes you'll be like, oh, okay, I kind of see it. Like, this is, well, it's horse shit.
Yeah. I'll like, say. What the fuck are you talking about, man?
The effect is disorienting. It's a fake horizon. Like, it's literally just a band of the stuff they use to make fire hoses strung between two poles.
Yeah.
Respectfully.
That's that little brush field that we walked across to go up the cross trail. If you remember the start of the cross trail, you kind of walk over to the trailhead.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Big fire hose clothesline hung across that, and like, doesn't really wow. I mean, like, I guess if you're visiting, you're like, wow, this is amazing. Like, no, the mountains and the views are amazing, but I live in them. And so this guy just strung a string across it, and I'm a little underwhelmed.
Dude, dare I say it makes the view worse?
It kind of does.
Like,
good job, guys. You made it worse.
Yeah. Honestly, it looks kind of like a piece of garbage. I mean, if people want to check it out, it's just deserttx.org, the Coachella Valley, Raphael Hefty. But I mean... You know, I don't know.
Can go to desertx.org and like look at all the installations, and you'll know which one we're talking about. And you'll see some of the other ones are pretty tight. The Soul Service Station was my favorite. That one's tight. We didn't make it to all of them that day, but we did a big loop around the desert, and like, you know, some of them are tight. Those clouds are tight if you look at it online. But really, it's just fun for us to, you know, get in the car, drive around, listen to some tunes. I'm on a big Miley Cyrus kick right now. So That's been annoying my girlfriend, which makes me like it more because it's just like, she's like, what are you doing? Because there's a song that always plays at work, and I'm like, this is pretty good. Who is it? You know, I'm like, it sounds like Miley. And one of my clients is like, yeah, that's Miley. And then I like Shazammed what the name of it is. And it's from 2020. Like, I'm still 4 years behind, but I thought, like, yeah, this is good stuff. Like, I thought it was modern. Yeah, it's 4 years old. There's a remix out.
Dude, some of these art pieces are sick. Did you go to the trampoline one?
The trampoline one?
There's like a bunch of trampolines in the ground.
I don't think I did that one yet.
Buried in that. Dude, there's some crazy ones.
Yeah, the trampoline one.
It's sorry to totally derail you.
No, it's
I'm
okay.
selfish. It's called it's by Manal. I'll never mind. Now you see me, now you don't, is what it's called.
Okay. No, I don't remember that one, but the yeah, it was really fun to just like drive around the desert, have some places to go that are kind of off the beaten path, that we wouldn't otherwise probably go to.
Yeah.
And we just live in a dope place. It's really fun to just like, because I also, like I was saying, I live in my own little bubble here, like a 2.5 mile radius in all directions, and can just go weeks without leaving it. And so to just get out and like see the desert as a whole was really cool. And yeah, obviously we love art. We're going to Europe this summer to check out a bunch of museums, and had a great time in Amsterdam last time we were there. So Tyler's an amazing artist. Like, the art in our condo is sicker than that fucking clothesline out there. I want to go tell people, like, you guys want to check some real stuff out? Like, we're
Follow
just
me
right
to
over
the
there.
real art show.
Just like a barker outside of a comedy club.
This is how you become like a hermit luring people into alleys. Like, you guys want to see some real art?
Want to see real Seattle? I'll show you, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. We could take the bridge, but we're gonna go across the Wash. Yeah. So it was a really fun experience. The act of just like driving around, and seeing everything. It was more about the adventure and the magnitude of the landscape and seeing all the different pieces, and they all are like big scale. It's kind of cool. And then yeah, they got progressively more awesome as we went through them. So yeah, it was really tight and had a great time, and then it's just been slammed at work ever since. And then that was the other big thing I had to tell you boys about. On Twitter today, I saw a video of Kendrick Lamar doing pull-ups on the same pull-up bar that I've done pull-ups on in Manhattan Beach.
Whoa.
So now we got two things in common besides our height. Was
That's pretty
big.
good. Kendrick. Oh. Kendrick was actually talked about a lot last weekend.
Yeah.
I love everybody's got all views on it and stuff. It's like I've been saying, like when this whole beef started, remember saying like, yeah, not like us. It's a great song. Like, I'm not gonna sing the lyrics. Like, I'm not one of the us.
Yeah.
Listen to other people talk about the Super Bowl show and this time. It's like, yeah, well, maybe for a change it just wasn't f-ing for you. So I don't know what to tell you. Doesn't make it the worst show ever. You didn't get it. And maybe you weren't supposed to. All right. Well, I guess it's about that time then.
Cobb topic.
Topic. All right, boys. Obviously, I went to Disneyland Paris. Not necessarily proud of it, but we did a lot of other culturally enriching things too. Ted mentioned the Louvre, things like that. We didn't actually go to the Louvre. We walked through it, like across it many times. Actually, also side note, I know this is ADD, but the Hunting Museum in Paris. Very, very cool. Underrated if you're going. So anyway, we went to Disneyland and, dude, I forgot. We went on the Pirates of the Caribbean, like the original ride. Yes. So sick. One of the best rides in Disneyland. And, it just got me kind of like, I don't know, thinking like, oh God, I did it again. Matt, can you bleep that one too?
Oh yeah.
My wife and I were talking and I was like, you know, what's your favorite ride? Found out she doesn't like roller coasters. She's all about the teacups. And so this week, and boys, I want to hear, what's your favorite ride at Disneyland or roller coaster anywhere in the world? Feel free to email us so that we have something to talk about. Email at thepodcast.com, 2 E's. Don't make me beg you. Just send in your favorite ride. yeah, we want to hear from you. Yeah, boys, what are we talking?
I mean, for old school Disney stuff, I obviously take Space Mountain.
Oh yeah, hitter.
And then if you go to Disney World, I think it's still the Aerosmith Rock and Roller Coaster.
Yeah,
it's like all indoors. That's pretty good. But just personally, at the end of the boardwalk in Ocean City, there's like all these rides, and there's like one roller coaster. It's not huge, but it does a loop de loop and kind of a bend, and you go up, then you go through it backwards. Like that was the first like loop I went through. So I still think of that as, I'm sure if I went on it now, I'd be like, well, this is short and boring. But I'm like, oh God, that roller coaster was so good.
Ted, did you ever go to King's Dominion?
Yes.
Hell yeah, dude. King's Dominion. Sorry, Matt. I love
King's
that
Dominion. They have real roller coasters, dude. Mm-hmm. They do not mess around.
That's a real deal, bro. I went there when I was 11 with my cousins. I went to go visit them. They lived in Fairfax.
Oh, King's Dominion is
awesome. And then Cameron Run is pretty good too. The water park. I don't know if you ever went there, but.
I didn't. I just remember they had one. I think it was like the Big Bad Wolf, and it's like your feet are dangling. Like it was crazy.
King's Dominion?
Yeah.
The Anaconda.
I remember the Anaconda.
Crazy one. The Anaconda was sick. Yeah, you weren't dangling, but yeah, you're right.
And then I think Cedar Point in Ohio is considered like the mecca of roller. And honestly, dude, I love a roller coaster. I just haven't been on one in years, but I love them.
Yeah, me too. I love them. I found out, it's funny that you mentioned Space Mountain. I found out in line for Space Mountain that my wife hates roller coasters.
Too late. Luckily, I mean, it doesn't go upside down, so that's a little bit better.
She didn't care. She's pissed.
I also, I love a Turtle World where you're like, you could spin it on the inside and it's spinning around on the track.
Oh, yeah. Dude, those things get crazy. We're like at fairs. I know we've been warned on this podcast not to go on fair things, but like the Scrambler or like the Gravitron, also crazy.
Yep. Matt?
You know, it changed a lot over the years. I remember when Indiana Jones opened up, that was the big one. Because there, and even in the, like, in the line, there was like that column that if you pushed it, the whole thing shakes and the ceiling comes down on you. So that was, I mean, that's probably at the top, but on a hot day, nothing beats Splash Mountain.
Yeah, that's a hit.
You're sweating and you wait through the line, and then Splash Mountain just hits.
Ted, don't do it.
What?
I feel like I know what you're about to say right now.
I was gonna say any log ride in general, I'm in.
Oh, nice. I thought you were gonna talk about like there's a lot of DEI stuff related to Splash Mountain and like that movie and where it came from and stuff. And I was just like, nah, but so we're already down.
Well, it's not DEI. It was racist as f-.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So DEI would be like including people, not excluding them.
Yeah.
I'm with just racist like, language or, you know, visuals or whatever.
The Song of the South? I mean, yeah. Don't put me in the briar patch.
That's what I'm saying. That's where I thought you were going. And I'm like, mate, we need this, man. Just Disney rides.
Oh, trust me. I definitely watched that movie a bunch when I was a kid. I shouldn't laugh after I say that. I don't think as a kid I realized it was racist.
Right, of course. As a kid, it's a cartoon, you know?
And It's a Small World was like the OG DEI ride.
Yeah, actually, you're not wrong.
That's just a nightmare. That's like one ride I won't go on.
Really?
Yeah. Just the song over and over. Even I have limits at Disney.
Dude, Ted, we were in France. I was scared to go on it because I was worried it was going to be in French.
Oh, Whoa-wee, small world.
Yeah, like some shit I don't know just bouncing through my head for the next 3 weeks. Yeah, I had to X-nay that one.
I don't know. I know you didn't, and you were there with your wife, but I'm still just picturing you waking up, busy Paris street, and there you are in the cafe with your coffee and your cigarette.
Exactly, dude. Exactly. Just judging people. That was the main activity in France. You just judge people, dude. Oh, man. And also, I love the idea of the three of us being the Americans working at a Disney American, like, you know, bar. So good.
All right. Well, there you go. We got the crew back together. Good to see you, Cobb. Great to see you, man. Same. Matt, thanks for holding it down with me.
Of course.
And then, yeah, we should be back next week. And then, you know, daylight savings, staying out sunnier a little bit longer. This weekend, St. Patrick's Day, if you're celebrating, be careful. Use a DD, use an Uber, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, go have fun, but just be careful out there, right? That's a big party weekend. I'm sure Austin's jumping off. I got to look at the Austin
drink.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I should know that. The Austin, Texas drinker. He loves the pop-ups. He was at one yesterday.
Dude, I love that you follow the ATX trigger. I ended up meeting the Where is Tony, the meme guy.
That's awesome. Yeah, yeah, I'm just like, ah, I love that guy. Like, ah, look at him. He's on Rainy Street. It has changed.
Dude, you're literally a Texan. That's awesome.
All right. Well, good to see everybody. We'll be back next week. Enjoy your weekend. For MCTP, for Cobb, I'm the Ted Smith. This is the podcast. Cheers.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.